We have information that Russia's initial planning, included a plan for a forced capitulation of Ukraine's democratically elected government, as well as dissolution of local government structures. And that plan, to the best of our information, included plans not just for a new government in Ukraine, but also for a new constitution. So what I would say is that although Ukraine won the Battle of Kyiv, we're now seeing that Russia's playbook is being tailored for what it plans to do in the south and east of Ukraine. And so I would highlight for you reports that we have seen of abductions of mayors and other local officials. We have received reports of enforced disappearances of a range of folks, to include school directors, journalists, local activists, municipal officials. There have been reports of plans to impose a Russian school curriculum in the south and east. I think you've probably seen reports that Russia plans to force the local population to use the ruble. More recently, there have been reports as well that Russian forces have cut off internet and some cellular phone access in these regions in order to disable the flow of reliable information. And then finally, there is this phenomenon of the replacement of local municipal governments with these groups that are loyal to Moscow. And in addition to this, and this is something that I'd like to highlight, we believe that the Kremlin may try to hold sham referenda to try to add a veneer of democratic or electoral legitimacy. And this is straight out of the Kremlin's playbook. They organize these sham referenda, as you all know, in Crimea, in Luhansk, in Donetsk, and in other places. And what it calls, what the Kremlin playbook calls for, is delegitimizing, as I said, the democratically elected leaders, and imposing fake people's councils, essentially made up of the Kremlin's puppets and proxies. Again, this is something that we've seen in the past, and we're looking very closely to see whether the Kremlin might try to orchestrate something like this in the near future.